Joining me now is Kira O'Grady, Director of Fundraising and Events, the National Children's Hospital Tara. Kira, you're welcome to Lifeline.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on and giving me an opportunity to talk about the National Pancake Party. This year is our 10th year, so we're very excited about it.
Oh, that's great. So I'd just like to ask you again, who are you doing this for and why?
So the National Pancake Party is in aid of the National Children's Hospital in Tala, and like in your introduction, it does up to 65,000 children attend the National Children's Hospital. We have 65,000 visits per year to the hospital, and about 35,000 of those are to the Children's Emergency Department. So we've opened up a new unit. It's not quite open yet, but the infrastructure is there for us, ready to open around April, May time. And we hope to have a short-stay observation unit, which means the children will be able to be looked after and observed for between 6 to 8 hours, as opposed to having to be admitted and to have overnight stays. So this year, the funds from the National Pancake Party, this is the area that they're going to be invested in our hospital. And I suppose the Pancake Party is just a fun way for people to raise funds. It's very much along the lines of hosting a coffee morning, so you can have one at home. In your community group, in a creche, a Montessori, a play school, in your school, in your office place, and just enjoy a pancake, which we hope everyone will be doing anyway on Pancake Tuesday, and just inviting people to make a donation.
Okay, because actually you've kind of answered a couple of questions for me that I wanted to ask. So, and why should people host this pancake party for you? Because I know that you're saying that you're... the hospital wants to open up a new observation unit, but why should people really do this? Why should they host a pancake party?
I suppose because it's a fun activity as well, so it's something that people can get together and do and to organise and make it a fun event. It's also a great way, we're always trying to encourage children to eat healthily in that, so it's a great way of having, you know, some fun games around, you know, healthy toppings and healthy fruits, and, you know, you can do a blindfold test where they put a piece of fruit in their mouth and they taste, and they have to guess what the name of the fruit is. And it's just a fun activity, and it's a simple kind of mechanic, I suppose, that people are used to when they work in offices and that coffee mornings. That people understand that they can, you know, the mechanic of it is well in place, and it's just a twist on that, I suppose, in that it's pancakes and it's Pancake Tuesday. So we're asking people to host it from the 13th to the 17th of February. So any day, any time. We've quite a lot of weekend brunch parties going on where people are inviting their friends over for brunch on the Saturday or Sunday, a pancake brunch, and inviting a donation that way. And it's just a really worthy cause and makes such a difference to our facilities here that we have in Tala.
Okay. So how can they host one then?
So they just need to go. We have plenty of materials up on our website. Our website for this event our normal website for the hospital is thenationalchildrenshospital.ie. Yeah. But to get a pack for this, you just go to pancakeparty.ie.
Okay.
So that's pancakeparty.ie. Or they can give us a call here in the office. We're on 01-414-2375. We'll just take your details and we'll post you out a pack. And in that pack, it gives some pointers on how to host a party, you know, how to return your funds after you've hosted a party. We can include some children's activity sheets as well, which you can photocopy and give out to any children who attend on the morning, or, you know, if you're having an event with children. We also have a lot of our resources are on that website, pancakeparty.ie.
Okay.
So you can go in and download a poster. We just ask that you register with us so that we know how many people and how many parties are going on around the country.
Okay.
And this year's event, I should mention as well, is in association with SPAR. So a lot of our SPAR stores are taking part throughout the country.
So are they... doing the pancakes in the SPAR shops?
In some of them. So some SPAR shops are having them, and they're doing, I think, they're donating the proceeds from pancake sales on the day. It's not every SPAR store, but SPAR is our partner for this.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just wondering, people can, like, if you're going to host a pancake party, you don't really, do you, you know how sometimes people get like a fundraising book and tell you maybe give €2, €3, €5. So whatever the people that you invite would like to give, that's welcome, I guess.
It is, absolutely.
There's no cap on the amount.
Pardon?
I said there's no cap on the amount they would want to give.
No, so within your registration pack that you received, there's a little leaflet on, you know, different ways that you could host it. It's just reminders on what to bring and what to make sure you have. So some people charge, you know, €2 a pancake, or some people charge, you know, €5 to come to our pancake party. So it's up to everyone individually, you know, depending on who's coming, I suppose. And they'll be able to gauge that themselves, you know, what the best amount is. We also have some lovely recipes as well up on our website, pancakeparty.ie, to give people some ideas as to what toppings you could maybe put on your pancakes.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask that about ideas of what to try on the pancakes. So could you just like run through a few, maybe two or three ideas? I know you have from the post grape and...
So what we encourage is some of the healthier options are, and you'll see it even on our pancake party poster, you know, there's toppings of banana, strawberry, blueberries, and some people like savoury toppings as well, so the likes of ricotta cheese, feta cheese, and some cherry tomatoes, you know, so there's healthy options for savoury and sweet.
Yeah, okay. So, like you said, in the past, what have you used the funds to facilitate? You know, like, how do you distribute the funds?
So last year we put the funds towards, it was about 26,000 raised on this campaign last year, and it went towards, we purchased a rather large piece of equipment for cardiology and for x-ray department.
Okay.
And that piece of equipment alone cost about €144,000. So the money from Pancake Party went towards that last year. The previous year, we have refurbished a quiet room in our emergency department. So this is a room away from the busy emergency department where sometimes parents have to go to, I suppose, receive news from the consultant or the nurses, and it's just a quiet space away from the busy emergency department.
Okay.
So those are the types of projects that we would support.
Okay. I know that you guys have a new monitor that just arrived in the Mampu world. A new monitor. There is this. It said a new monitor was arrived in the Maple. Is that Maple?
Maple Ward. So all our wards are named after trees. So we have Maple, Beech, and Oak Ward.
Okay. So could you just tell us a bit about what this equipment is used for?
Okay, so that specific piece of equipment that was, we posted a picture of it during the week, and it's just a mobile unit that is used to check the blood pressure, how the oxygen is traveling through the body. So it's just a mobile unit that can be brought throughout the ward.
Okay. And what does it mean to you to actually have this equipment, you know?
I suppose anything that can make the any of the staff, you know, carry out their work with as much efficiency as they can. So sometimes, you know, the equipment was maybe getting older, and I suppose it can be frustrating when you can't, you know, test these things in an appropriate way, in an appropriate manner. So that just makes a huge difference.
Okay. Then my next question is, what is the most, maybe three most important things, you know, that is needed in the National Hospital Tala, National Children's Hospital?
We actually have a big list, so I couldn't narrow it down to three.
Okay.
So what we do is four times a year we invite all of the staff to apply for any funding that we have raised.
Okay.
So they might be applying for equipment like the piece of equipment that you saw up on Maple Ward. They could be applying for facilities such as, you know, new waiting room chairs or new murals on the wall or new televisions that isn't going to be funded by government funding.
Okay.
So these just make the area a little bit more friendly, a little bit less scary for children who come in. And then we also fund research as well. So this is into childhood illnesses such as, you know, at the minute we are developing a diabetes register. We have some research going on in the area of cystic fibrosis as well at the moment, and some vitamin D research and the effects of it on respiratory illnesses. So there's a wide variety of areas that we cover with our funding.
Okay. So if let's say somebody cannot have time to do the pancake party, how can they donate if they want to donate?
So they can go to our website on thenationalchildrenshospital.ie, and there's a few ideas. There's some other things coming up as well. We have the Spar Great Ireland Run is coming up that we're asking people to take part in for us on the 11th of April. There's the Women's Mini Marathon, which was taking place on the first Bank Holiday Monday in June. And that's a very popular event. And then we also have some other events that people decide to run for themselves. So if they have an idea for a fundraising event, that they can choose us as their charity of choice and then donate the funds to us.
Okay. And can people partner with the hospital as well?
Yeah, so they can contact us anytime. All our details are up on the website, thenationalchildrenshospital.ie, or they can give us a call on that number as well, which is 01414-2375, and just discuss their ideas with us. And then we do have requirements then as well that we will send out, like copies of passports and that kind of thing that we just need to for transparency.
Okay. Well, so this is for a great cause. So, and as many of those that are listening, if you'd like to host a pancake party, please fill out. You can go to www.pancakeparty.ie to fill out a registration form, or you can call 01412375.
And it's 01414-2375.
Sorry, call that again.
01414-2375.
Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. So 01414-2375.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, and a pack will be sent out to you. So all they are asking is that you have fun and a delicious time raising funds for a great cause.
Great. Yes. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for the chance.
Thank you, Kira. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.